The subject, I mean, the idea of these ancient technologies is one of your DVDs, and it's you know, it's very interesting how you use the ancient images and build on those using computer and, you know, sort of, I guess, 3D type imaging from your partner on that. That you go into detail about the Temple of Solomon as a kind of its own sort of accelerator, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's such a bizarre idea that when you have this incredible revelation that occurs in the first century AD, and the primary locale of this revelation is the Temple of Solomon. Most of the New Testament events, the important ones, the crucifixion and the resurrection, the tomb, the garden, are all right there on the hillside near Solomon's Temple. But we don't really talk about Solomon's Temple. And one of the key things that scholars don't talk about in particular is the fact that Solomon's Temple at the time of Jesus had what appears, what would today look to be a 10 to 12 story tower or porch in front of it that was lined with gold. And you have to wonder, what were they doing with a 10 to 12 story tower hanging off of Solomon's Temple? Were they utilizing it for some advanced spiritual purpose, perhaps some alchemical purpose? And what I've done is looked at this story and said, okay, so Solomon and David, the King Solomon and his father, King David, were on a quest to recover the ancient relics of the Israelites, including the Ark of the Covenant, which is the purpose for which Solomon's temple was built. In addition, we're told that Solomon openly worshipped Asherah at the Temple of Solomon once he built it. Asherah is simply another word for Osiris. And Osiris in ancient Egypt was a device that stood around 10 to 12 stories tall, according to ancient Egyptian artwork. It had as its base a platform that looks exactly like the biblical Ark of the Covenant, or rather, the biblical Ark of the Covenant looks exactly like the platform upon which an Enlightenment pillar, as it was called, stood and formed a complete Osiris device. So what I'm wondering is it possible that if Solomon's openly worshiping Asherah, Osiris, at Solomon's temple, did David or Solomon, in fact, go to Egypt and recover this original Osiris or Asherah device, which the Egyptians, by the way, said functioned as a bond between heaven and earth, a stairway to heaven, and did they bring it to Jerusalem, and were they, in fact, operating it, and was this technology then utilized at the time of Jesus and Mary Magdalene? And is this why we have this incredible tower, a sleeve, if you will, that covers this device?
What do you suspect it would be used for typically in an ancient Hebrew worship service?
To communicate with the deity. It was portrayed as an antenna because that appears to be one of its functions. The Egyptians talk about the divine water, the divine spirit that flowed through this pillar. And what we have to, and it also had a head attached to it, indicating that this head was capable of speaking. It was literally like an oracle. People would come to this place and receive teachings from this pillar. So there's many possibilities for what the Egyptians were doing with it. They left, in fact, a catalog of the uses for this device. It was a communications device. It held the soul of their savior, whom they called Osiris. It was a bond between heaven and earth, a ladder to heaven. These are all the terms that they utilized for this device, and we have to ask if this was the technology that later became known as the Ark of the Covenant, which was referred to by the Israelites as a communications device, possibly as a power supply, and also as a weapons system.
As a weapons system, then it would seemingly have met its match in the spears and the slingshots of the invading Roman army.
Not necessarily. I mean, when the Romans came in and destroyed Jerusalem in AD 70, they carted all this stuff up and took it back to Rome, stayed there only for a short time, and whereupon the Visigoths came and got it and took it to Rennes-le-Château, according to...
Well, I guess what I'm saying is if they had it weapons technology like that, that was that cosmic, you would think they would have been able to have focused it and used it to defend itself, to defend the temple from the invading Romans.
Well, at this time, you probably had priests that did not know how to use it. I mean, there was a purification process and intense initiation that went along with the utilization of these devices. And so it's possible that that's an explanation for why they couldn't use it. It's also interesting to think that, well, if you have this technology, you don't have to use it. If you're an invading Roman army, for example, you grab it and you withhold it from others, and that's just as good as actually using it in some cases.
Okay. But I guess I and maybe I'm, you know, focused on the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, but the idea that somehow if one lines up the right implements and elements of these of this ark, for example, one could bring about, you know, a kind of devastating divine power here on Earth. And it sounds like that's what you're hinting at, as the potential capability of that, of the tower on the in the Temple of Solomon, in which case you would think they would have been able to have used it against the Nazis of their era, the invading Roman army intent on tearing down the temple.
Well, and here's where you have the dual aspect of it too, Ian. When the Egyptians are portrayed using the Osiris device, they are portrayed serving food to it. They're serving fruit to it, indicating that they used it for peaceful purposes. And so it may well be that the priests, too, that were utilizing this at the time of Jesus and Mary Magdalene were also seeking to utilize it for peaceful purposes, as opposed to an instrument of mass destruction, which it's also capable of.